Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sit City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening?
Kobe had 36, Powell had 15, O had 15, and he still lost.
Okay, now I got to ask you this. I mean, while we on the sports moment, who in the fuck told the Memphis Grizzlies to take the ball?
Man, I've been telling people, watch them boys. They got a nice young team, man.
They kicking ass, man.
Who
man,
they kicking ass. Take that game.
Apparently not the Spurs. And they
right.
came on game one other night, too.
Damn. That shit wild as hell, ain't it?
Then your boy Rose, he got a fucked up foot.
And he lost.
And congratulations to him. He got MVP, too. He deserved it.
He deserved
and
it.
Gotta give it up to the coach, too, man.
Did he get Coach of the Year?
Yeah, he got Coach of the Year.
The Bulls coach did?
Huh?
The Bulls coach got Coach of the Year?
Yeah, he got Coach of the Year.
Oh, congratulations to the Chicago Bulls. We got a new caller to the show, y'all. What's happening, caller? Who this?
That's Candy.
What's happening?
What's up, Miss Lady?
What's up?
What's going on?
But we know you don't do sports, so... We're going to jump right into the
topic. I don't know nothing about sports.
We know. What do you think about the Bin Laden thing? You think he did or was it a conspiracy?
Well, I heard they did DNA and stuff, so.
As opposed to what?
Opposed to his,
Where the hell he got DNA stored at?
One of his family members had gotten killed, and they had their DNA.
How we know that family member? It could have been one of his clones.
See, y'all, I think y'all reaching too much, man. I really think y'all reaching too much.
I feel like I'm sure they done it because they're not going to go off and tell the world that they did something if they really didn't.
Why not? When have they ever not told us that they did something and they didn't
give us? That's going to give Obama a big jump in his
career. Right every time he's falling off. Right
exactly.
Every time he's falling off.
I mean, he's only falling off because the Republicans isn't giving him any type of leniency. So, I mean, people don't see that part. All they want to see is what he hasn't done. Well, if he would have, if they would let him do it. But they're stopping him from doing it.
Here we go. We not even going to talk about Obama. All right,
now, hold on. With this being said, now, Bush did the same thing. Bush did the same thing. When it was looking bad for him, he ran over there and he got Hussein.
But they posted him up like he was a...
He went and got Hussein because he wanted to satisfy his daddy.
True. Candy, I agree with you 110 on that. But my thing is this. He wasn't really thinking about him until he seen he was down in the polls. I need something to jack my shit up. So I went and got him. Now, I mean, hell. And if that's what Obama did, so what? He ain't did nothing that everybody else ain't did, so shit.
But on that note, though, Cass, they showed things. They showed him execution. They showed him in prison. They didn't show none of that lot.
Yeah, but now at the same time, your man said he ain't getting took. He not getting took alive. Now he already told everybody that y'all not taking me alive. So y'all get that out, you motherfucker.
He got killed. That's the way he was going. He didn't care one way or another. He was going to die. He wasn't coming to American
fine,
soil.
That's fine. That's fine. But show me a body.
That's where they need to do. I mean, as far as I know, you know what I'm saying? I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't. I feel like September 11th was a setup through Bush anyway.
We got another call in. Brother, what's happening, baby?
What's good, everybody?
Chilling. What's the going on?
Well, I got a headache, but, you know, I had to call in. I had a seizure today.
Oh, I hope you're okay.
I'm good.
Oh, okay. Well, we're talking about this Obama thing.
Man, Lighten. We did the Fox thing.
Well, see, I did like Fox, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Obama.
Like saying that shit. Hell. I mean, but now, I mean, Bin Laden. Now, do you think they was justified for what they did?
Honestly, I hate to say it, but I really don't know all of what they did. I just heard that they killed him, that they killed some people in his family. That's all I heard.
Right, I mean, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Well, they've been trying to find him and kill him for the longest. It's surprising that he was able to find him and kill him. How did that happen?
Yeah, he knew where he was at.
Well, hold on, man. Hold on, we got a new caller to the show. What's happening, Janine?
Hello, how's everybody doing?
Hey.
Hello.
Not bad.
What you think? What's your take on it?
My take on what?
Bin Laden thing.
What about?
You think he did?
I don't know. I'm supposed to know. They say they shot him in the head. I don't know. I don't even care. Is that gonna make the gas come down? That's what I care about.
No, that ain't gonna make the gas go down.
Okay, well,
when
I don't
get
care
Gaddafi
about
ass,
that.
The gas gonna
go down. Okay, well.
You don't care about they killing Bin Laden. The guy killed 4,000 people.
You know what he knew about himself?
He had a
big old following, and they probably all here at the gas station.
I think Bush did it.
Him and Bush were best friends. When it's all said and done, him and Bush were best friends. They got into it about the gasoline, and that's when all of this started happening. There were pictures of them drinking cognac.
I feel Bush did it and blamed it on Osama.
We don't know what happened.
Nah, I can't say that one because Osama told y'all, yeah, I did it, and I'll do it again. So, you can't blame that one.
it's just it's the fact that, you know, really I do believe when it's all said and done, him and Bush got into it, and that's when the argument starts, the whole situation. Bush was trying to justify his father's choices and whatever. Now, all of the fucks up that they did, they brought Obama, I feel like, personally, they brought Obama in so he can be the blame for all of the mess ups they done. But he really can't be the blame because everybody's seen his mess ups. But they still going to blame him because he's a black man.
I think, you know what, I was with you till you brought the Obama thing in. You really can't blame Obama for what happened in
I'm not saying that they blaming Obama. I'm saying that they're going to. I believe that there's a lot of people out there are blaming Obama for it, but at the same time, it's all about Bush and his father.
Wait a minute. What are you saying they blaming Obama for? I'm not understanding.
They're complaining about him killing Obama. They're saying that this is just a part of him trying to boost his ratings for him to get voted in again or whatever. But they didn't have nothing to say about Bush. And Bush is the one that started this whole situation.
Well, now, I can't go as far as to say with you that, yeah, Bush did start this shit. And furthermore, I mean, my thing as far as Obama goes, he didn't do nothing Bush didn't do. When Bush was down in the polls, he went and got Hussein, boosted him right up.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. He's doing the same thing, but he's not going to get blamed like he's not. Bush didn't get blamed like Obama. He's not going to get down talked like Obama's going to be down talked. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I feel like this. Bush didn't get a lot of tabloid when he hit Saddam Hussein,
right,
which I felt like that was a bad situation because I do have an Arab child, and my son was able to leave the country and go to Iraq. Once Saddam Hussein was found, now they're able to roam without any problems. And my son was in Iraq, Baghdad, Iraq, for over a year and a half. And I have no say so in that. But,
Wait a minute, Candy, baby.
Yes.
You just got the Rainbow Coalition, don't you?
I got one Arab. He is, yes, he's Iraqi and American. And then I have three mixed children.
Well,
none of my kids are white.
Wow, you just spread the love, huh? I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just the point. He didn't get a lot of, people wasn't as happy as they are with Obama right now. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can't say, but I don't feel like it has anything to do with color. You know what I'm saying? As far as Obama doing, you know, people saying he ain't doing what he's doing. Because if it was about color, he wouldn't even have been in office. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, all it has to do with is that Obama shouldn't even get the high fives. It's the army that should give it because they gave their lives to get that man, not Obama.
Right.
That's not true.
Well, I
Obama's
feel like
a
they. I said no. Obama was not
he gave
there.
The order.
Obama didn't run in that motherfucker and shoot the motherfucker in
but
the head
he gave the
and
order.
Jeopardize his life.
But he gave the order. He's the commander.
Okay, he gave the order, but that doesn't matter.
He
the army still went in and gave their lives for that. They're the ones that should get the praise for that.
As well,
he should get this a good job. He should get a good job.
But it was Obama's plan. Obama the one put
everything
in motion.
But like I said, he should get an okay.
He carried out his order.
Good job. He should get a good job. But it's not. It wasn't him that went in there. Why don't you go up in there and go get him? Why do they have to go in there and go get him?
If they asked me, I would have went. But
yeah, if he was in the army.
I was in the Marines.
She's talking about Obama. She's not saying
they're the ones that should get the praise.
As well, they did get the praise.
purple hearts or whatever the hell they're going to get for it.
Those are the ones in there, and they follow orders.
They should get whatever they can get because they jeopardized their lives going in somewhere.
He gave the order. It was his plan.
He jeopardized his life for shit.
Took Bin Laden down.
He
don't have to jeopardize anything. He's the president of the United States. He don't have to jeopardize anything. His word is law. If he say go get him, you go get him. Point blank.
Okay, but like I said, the praise should go to the whoever ran up in that motherfucker. That's where the praise should go.
And it also should go to Obama. It was his plan.
He should get a good job. Yes, he should. I'm not disputing that. But if anybody's going to throw any type of parties, it should be for the Army or the Marines or the Navy or whoever the hell ran up in that bitch and got him.
Actually, it was Navy SEALs that went and got him.
Well, whoever it was.
But they,
and then,
they deserve praise, and so
yeah.
does Obama. I'm not even Obama fan.
And then Osama
I can prop.
Put his wife in front to get her shot dead. He used her, his youngest wife, one of his youngest wives, as a shield before they took him down.
Well, he figured he got about five more, so one ain't gonna, he ain't gonna miss that
well,
one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it was his youngest wife. And then one of his oldest son got shot and killed, too, which they can match DNA that way.
I know what you're saying. Fuck it.
I got six more. She my youngest. I just been with her 30 days or a year anyway.
Damn right. You gotta go.
No, you gotta know this.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Brad.
Exactly.
You knew that
you
was
Obama. What was gonna happen?
What was gonna happen? He ever had caught
when you went in there.
She probably
like
jumped in front of
him. If you a drug dealer, if you were you a dope man's woman, you know the risk you taking by living up in that damn house. You know, at any given point in time, them feds could come in there and do something. So
exactly.
I mean, I don't feel sorry for
her. I don't either.
Well, I don't either. I don't feel sorry for none of them. The only thing that I feel sorry for is children. I don't feel sorry for a grown-ass man nor woman.
No, they said they were going for guns. That's why they shot them.
Right. They were going for guns.
Hell, they were probably figuring they was going to blow themselves up. Who knows? But shit.
Oh,
it's just
come
a point
on,
then.
Nah, Candy, come on. Them little, that little nigga was going for a gun. That little motherfucker was going for his teeth.
He might have been going for that bomb he had in his vest. Who knows?
That's where exactly. That's why they laid his little ass back and laid her
that's
down.
But, I mean, he was an older person. He was old. He was a man. I don't feel sorry for him.
Oh, yes. He was pulling his gun there.
Yeah, he was a man. He wasn't a child.
Well, whoa. Who's to say she wasn't going for a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Them motherfuckers, they want to see Allah. They ain't got no problems with rushing to see Allah. They don't give a fuck about dying, first of all. They don't care. So she could have been going for something, too. I'd have laid her ass down, too. I ain't lying. I'd have laid everybody in the house down. Fuck that.
I mean, I would too.
We as Americans, we don't
want to
die.
You know what I'm saying? You're jeopardizing your life.
We as Americans, we don't want to die. We ain't trying to go see God. We ain't trying to go to heaven, hell, earth, none of that shit. These motherfuckers, they don't care about nothing. They're ready to die. They want to die. That's their job. They're raised to fight the infidel, which is Western. That's us.
But on another note, Taz, you turned off the video. I thought it was going to be some shit go down. I mean, there was nothing. We seen nothing. What
you know
the hell
what?
Is up with that?
You know what? That you need to have your own party.
Well, I mean, the thing is you said it was going to be live, and it wasn't no live. I could have sat back watching America's Next Top Model instead of watching you slap on with somebody's ass.
Well, look, you could have did what you wanted to do, because I did what I wanted to do, and I had a great time.
You did hype us up and have us thinking you was going to have
right.
us watching a show. You did
right.
say that. We
you
were waiting. We had our cue cards, didn't we, Janine? We had our judge cards and everything.
Sure did.
Well, I guess if y'all want to see more, I guess y'all got to, hey. I mean, I was invited back, so, I mean, y'all want to see more, maybe I could do a little bit more. But, I mean, hell, when y'all going to invite me to y'all house?
Don't switch this on us, okay?
Well, you know, you're always welcome at my house.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah,
thank
but
you, babe.
Janine, you don't want your face to be seen.
I have many masks right now.
Wow, get it, girl.
Well,
that's
as long as you put one on, you know, I mean, can we see?
Now, y'all got a problem. You said you had a problem because I cut the camcorder off, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's just say if I did the show. I mean, what do you want to see?
Whatever that was going to happen.
Now, with that being said, those ladies have a business going. Those ladies have a business going, and I guess they say if you want to see, go to CNCity.Spruce.com, go to Black Barbie's page. Hey, set up a show. You can see whatever you want to see. Now, me personally, I have a VIP card, so I can go whenever I want. Hold on, we got a new caller.
Hey, Kev.
What's up, baby? Oh, speaking of the devil. How's that thing going, baby?
We are. Right.
Hi.
What y'all talking about tonight?
Well, we were talking about Obama, but Candy said that she wanted to know what she said that she was upset because we cut off the live feed. Now, what was that?
Why are you upset, Candy?
Because he made it seem like we was going to be able to see a top notch show. And,
baby,
I mean, you guys, you are beautiful women. But Kaz was talking all this yin-yang, and we thought it was going to be a live show. That's what he made it seem. So that's what we were wanting.
Yeah, he said he was going to prove that he was going to be able to put all of y'all to sleep.
Yeah.
So we wanted to see him prove that.
Well, you want to know the truth, Candy?
Yes, ma'am.
Cass went to sleep.
Yeah, we figured that.
When I got home.
We figured that.
Yeah, when I got home, I went straight to sleep. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
Before or after the flight cast? Come on, guys.
Now, let's keep it real. Now, let's keep it real and 100. Now, y'all want to see this show again? Y'all want to see the whole unedited, uncut version, right?
Yep.
Well, I mean, now, I would tell y'all to go to sincity.spruce.com. Click on Black Barbie's page. Set it up. That's all you got to do. Set it up.
Everybody crazy. Yeah, okay.
That's crazy.
I mean, what's wrong with that? Don't nobody want to set it up?
It's not about setting it up. It's about what you promised.
Right.
know what, man? If y'all want something like that, then I try to feel y'all, but once again, like y'all want to see what happened, or y'all want to see part two? Set it up. That's all I'm asking y'all to do is set it up.
Okay. We'll take care of that.
Now all y'all got to do is go to, like I said once again, go to sandcity.spruce.com, hit Black Barbie's page, set it up for us. Let's see what's happening.
What's her name?
Candy.
Like, what did you want to see? Like, cause it seems like you real disappointed over there. Now, what's wrong? What did you want to see?
She wanted to see you put Cass to sleep.
She wanted to see how big Cass' dick was. That's all.
Cass, I don't mean to put your business out there, but he well spoken. He's very well spoken. He satisfied all of us, so he's well spoken.
Well, thank you, baby. And I enjoyed myself also.
You think we didn't?
I'm jealous. You know, I'm so disappointed. Butter was supposed to be in the house.
Butter.
Hey, baby.
I'm
just
set up a number, Butter, baby. What are you doing, girl?
Yeah, baby.
She reads
me. I'm just know that next time I'll be there. I'll be in the place.
Oh, okay. As you know, we all got colds because we was outside on the yacht, so we got a little messed up.
Really?
Well, now I'm sick. My boo over here is sick, and we just sick.
Well, make sure you take extra medicine because I want you to be able to have all your functions available, you know. Oh, poor baby.
I'm okay. Thanks to
Cass. Well, that's good. That's good. He represented for Sin City.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
What'd you say, Cass?
I said always. Big homie. What's up, dog?
What's cracking?
Hey, man. Look here. I'm trying to. We networking the politics in here. I mean, I know we didn't jump from Ben Laden to what I did last week. So, what
say
you
what?
Thinking? I know we didn't jump from Ben Laden to what I did last week. So, what you thinking, dog?
I'm thinking, man, we need to do a song right now, brother.
Go ahead, man.
Let's see what I got over here for the day. All right, let's do this one here, man.
No, I can't. No, I can't.
Motherfuckers say that I'm foolish. I only talk about Jews, do you? Listen to music or do you just skim through it? See, I'm influenced by the ghetto you ruined. The same dude, you gave nothing. I made something doing what I do through and through. And I give you the news with a twist of just his ghetto point of view. The renegade, you've been afraid. I penetrate pop culture, bring them a lot closer to the block where they pop toasters. And they live with their moms, got dry roasters. From botched robberies, niggas crotched over. Mommy's knocked up cause she wasn't watched over. Knocked down by some clown when child support knocked. No, he's not around. Now how that sound till you jot it down? I bring it through the ghetto without riding round. Hiding down, ducking strays from frustrated youth stuck in their ways. Just read a magazine that fucked up my day. How you rate music that thugs with nothing relate to it? I help them see they way through it, not you. Can't step in my pants, can't walk in my shoes. Bet everything you're worth, you lose your tie and your shirt.
I'm in a position to talk to these kids and they listen. I ain't no politician, but I kick it with them a minute. Cause see, they call me a menace. And if the shoe fits, I wear it. But if it don't, then y'all will swallow the truth, grin and bear it. Now who's the king of these rude, ludicrous, lucrative lyrics? Who could inherit the title? Put the youth in hysterics, using his music and spirit, sharing his views and his merits. But there's a huge interference, they're saying you shouldn't hear it. Maybe it's hatred I spew, maybe it's food for the spirit. Maybe it's beautiful music I made for you to just cherish. But I'm debated, disputed, hated, and viewed in America as a motherfucking drug addict. Like you didn't experiment, nah, that's when you start to stare at who's in the mirror and see yourself as a kid again. And you get embarrassed, and I got nothing to do but make you look stupid as parents. You fucking do good, it's too bad you couldn't do good at marriage. And do you have any clue what I had to do to get here? I don't think you do, so stay tuned and keep your ears glued to the stereo, cause here we go. He's drinking to a chicken, and I'm the sinister. Mr. Gets my ass is just a
renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind.
My back to the wall, ashy knuckles, pockets filled with a lot of lint. Not a cent, got a vent, lot of innocent lives lost on the project bench. What you hollering? Gotta pay rent, bring dollars in. Buy the bodega, iron under my coat, feeling brave. A do-rag wrapping my waves, a pocket full of hope. Do not step in me, I'm awkward. I box lefty, an orphan. My pops left me an orphan. My mama wasn't home. Could not stress to me, I wasn't grown. Especially on nights I brought something home to quiet the stomach rumbling. My demeanor, 30 years my senior. My childhood didn't mean much, only raising green up. Raising my fingers to critics, raising my head to the sky. Big, I did it most time before I die. No lie, just know I chose my own fate. I drove by the fork in the road and went straight.
See, I'm a poet to some, a regular modern day Shakespeare. Jesus Christ, the king of these latter day saints here. To shatter the picture in which of that is they paint me as a monger of hate. Satan, a scatterbrained atheist. But that ain't the case, see, it's a matter of taste. We as the people decide if Shady's as bad as they say he is. Or is he the latter, a gateway to escape? Media scapegoat, they can be mad at the day. See, it's as easy as cake, simple as whistling Dixie. While I'm waving the pistol at 60 Christians against me. Go to war with the Mormons, take a bath with the Catholics in holy water. No wonder they try to hold me on no longer. I'm a motherfucking spiteful, delightful, eyeful, the new Ice Cube. Motherfuckers hate to like you, what did I do?
Huh?
I'm just a kid from the gutter making his butter off these bloodsuckers. Cause I'm a motherfucking renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind.
Y'all going through little situations, and you try to do something one way, and he try to do it another way, right? Y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, your way is wrong, and you find out that your way is wrong. I mean, why women don't ever apologize? Why do they keep trying to find another way to try to make it sound like that they right, when you know you wrong?
Well, if I know I'm wrong, I will be willingly enough to say that I was sorry and I would apologize. But I don't know. You just have some females that just really have a reason to lie. I mean, I don't know why, but, you know, it is what it is. Just be open about it and everything be all right.
Now, who is this?
Don't
talking?
Bullshit me.
This is Barbie.
Okay.
Now, hold on. Hold on. So what you're saying is that at every given chance, if you're wrong, you're going to say, well, baby, I was wrong. You're not going to never go and try to go the way around.
Why?
Huh?
Why? I mean, why lie? Because if you lie, you might as well tell the truth, because by lying, it ain't going to solve the problem. It's going to make it worse. Because you got to tell another lie to back that lie. So just be honest.
I'm not saying that you lie. I mean, it's just like, okay, let's just say if I say, let's go, if we go this way, it's quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, let's go this way. And then you find out that my way was quicker, but then you would come up with the, well, this is just the way I like to go.
No, I would be like, you know what, Boo, I'd just be like, Boo, I'm sorry. You know, you were right, your way was quicker. But you just got some females that's just like that. I mean, that just don't like to admit that they're wrong. I mean, every female is not like that, though.
Yeah,
I
was going to fucking
argue. Shit, if I found out my way was wrong, shit, I don't even
want to
say I told you so. I just shit, fuck it.
That's exactly
what he's talking about. Exactly what
he's
talking about.
Exactly. My point exactly. All right, well, I'm going to throw to Janine.
Yeah, I'm here.
You know what you're doing,
you,
man.
Yeah,
what
well,
I'm
Miss Dead on TV today, so you know how that goes. She watching me
mm-hmm.
TV.
Mm-hmm.
I am at the store.
Oh, okay. All right, now, let me ask you, can you ever tell a man that he was right and you was wrong?
Yeah, I can.
After
when
what?
I want
after
to.
You... Okay, see, that go my point. Man, now, why you just can't tell him right off the bat? Because
I don't want to be wrong.
You dead wrong. You know you did wrong. Well, I mean, why not just say I'm wrong?
I mean, if I get to that point when I can admit it and say, okay, you right, I can do that. But sometimes it might take me a minute, but I can.
Okay, so now that's what I'm talking about, that minute. Why does it take that minute to say that you was wrong?
I don't know. I just always, I'm used to being right. And maybe it takes me a minute to sink into my mind that I'm actually wrong for once.
Oh.
I'm all right.
Can you admit when you're wrong? Can you admit when you're wrong?
I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. Can you've been on this? You didn't been wrong, and you still won't admit it. So I don't know about that.
You a lie, and the truth ain't in it. I could admit when I'm wrong.
Well, a lot of y'all
can't admit when I know I'm right. I'm not going to tell you I'm wrong when I'm right.
Well, you know, I used to go by that I used to say, and I kind of thought it was harsh, because once I got old, I'm like, okay, this is a harsh thing to tell somebody. Even if I am wrong, I would always tell you, I ain't wrong, I just went about it the wrong way. But I'm going to make me go back to that saying. See, that's why I stay with that saying. Because women will never admit that they fucking wrong. Water. It's almost time
for the last play. I admit when I'm wrong.
Butter, you admit when you're wrong?
Yeah.
Well, I can honestly say I have a problem with coming out and admitting it in the beginning when I honestly feel like I'm right. Because I'm not going to open my mouth and say nothing unless I feel like I'm right in the first place. So if I find out that I'm wrong, then I need to, just like Janine say, I need to accept that I'm wrong. I can't apologize to you when I can't believe that I'm wrong. I have to accept it first, and once I accept it, then I can admit it.
Now, excuse me, baby, I ain't trying to cut you off.
You what?
Is your motherfuckers crazy?
What did she say? I didn't hear her.
Oh, I don't know. No, I was saying that. I was saying you motherfuckers are crazy.
No, but I didn't hear what she just said.
I wasn't talking about her. I'm talking about you, what you just said. I don't know. I think she's talking to somebody in the background. I'm talking about you. Are you crazy?
No, I'm not. I'm perfectly sane.
Shit. Bullshit.
I'm being honest. You can't handle that?
I mean, I understand what you say. I understand that you're trying to be honest, and I understand that what you're saying that you actually believe, but you got to be crazy as cat shit to think that if you dead wrong, I'm going to sit there and listen to that as a reason? Hell no, you crazy.
Okay, Cass.
Yeah?
Since we're talking about being apologetic and stuff, okay, I got something I want to say.
I'm listening.
I got something I want to say on the air, and I'm just being real, because my boo sitting right here, so I'm going to say it in front of her. Caramel. I got to tell you something, since we on this apology and admitting that you was wrong first off. Well, last night, when you was in the shower, I smelled was delicious in your bed. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm sorry I was wrong. But your bed feels so much better, and you got more toys than me.
Okay, well, I can feel proud of you, because at the end of the night, like I said, I can fuck who's right or who's wrong, because at the end of the night, I'm fucking, so I don't give no fuck.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, see, that was a perfect case of saying that you was right and wrong. Now, what I'm mad about is that didn't nobody invite me over there. I thought I had full access to the Honey Ranch.
Too, Cass, look at it like this. Sometimes when the woman finds out that she's wrong, the man can't allow her to apologize. He wants to throw it up in her face, you wrong, or he wants to have an attitude, and then that turns her off from opening her mouth and saying anything.
That's because y'all come with half-ass apologies. How you going to tell me, yeah, my fault, but... No, it ain't no my fault, but it's either you right or you wrong. If you wrong, just say you wrong.
Yeah, it don't works for everything. She damn near control those dumb angry ass emotions. It's a good therapy.
Okay, now hold on. With that being said, let's take a poll on that. I'm gonna start with Wick. Do fucking take away all the anger?
Yes, it does. And a buggy, a good head job for you, and mess around, forget what you're fussing about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, never mind.
Okay. Candy, do fucking take away all the anger?
Not with me, because I can't. Once I'm pissed off, I can't get in the mood.
I like the worst. Candy, you know what I mean? You cut a motherfucking break at any point in time.
I'm just telling the truth. And the truth is,
AJ Wright, that clothes.
I can't be, I can't get in the mood. When I'm pissed off.
Give a little fuck.
Let's say. Phyllis,
line two. Man, sex is the best sex. But okay, nevertheless. Fucking take
I can say that the majority of the time, yes.
All right, Janine.
Yes,
the answer is yes.
Yes. If I done sat and I'm mad for too long, then, oh, it would be hard to get in the mood. But if you really going to focus and work on it, then yeah, it'll happen regardless.
You just
got
to find that man to get that memory loss.
Yes.
Right,
I forgot all about all that.
See, when you get somebody like that, then you be like, no, I'm not mad no more.
Right.
And now I got to ask my guy.
What's good? What's up? I got a lot of background, man.
Somebody breathe hard.
Okay, what's up?
I said, you fucking take away all the anger, dog.
Yes, it does. I have to agree with everybody.
Ladies, gentlemen, for the first time, Sin City, well, no, we don't, because we got one person that don't agree. But the majority rule fucking takes away all the anger. I mean, I'd be mad, motherfucker. I could be mad as hell at you, but if you talking about tell me to lay back and you start sucking my dick and we fucking I might be thinking in my head, I ain't eating no pussy. Fuck that. She gonna just, nah, I ain't eating no pussy. Fuck. But nah, let's get
if
real.
If she suck it good enough, you gonna eat all that.
I'm gonna be down there much. Fuck, I'm gonna be on my like, look at here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm the first one to admit. Nah, hey, I'm gonna be on my square, like, hey. I'm like y'all, because when I'm mad, I'm mad, don't touch me, I don't want to, bitch, don't say nothing to me. But now you get to get me off and rub me all the right way. Girl, go on, spread them legs. Let me show you.
I know that's right.
Get the fucking thing.
Do anybody remember the first time they went down on somebody? The very, very first time.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. First time I went down on somebody, they got mad and swore up and down that I had been doing it for a long time. I mean, they was ready to leave me and everything, snapping. But, you know.
Well, let's go down the list. Rick, you remember your first time, man? You went down on somebody?
No, actually, I can't remember, man. It's been so long ago.
So you don't remember at all?
They just got a
little conversation going on in the background. Candy, what about you? You remember your first time?
No.
Janine, you remember your first time?
Yeah, I remember.
So how was it?
Huh?
What did he tell you?
Oh, you know, I've been sucking on pacifiers for years.
So you said your first time you had skills. You had skills the very first time you did it.
Yes, I did, and it just been perfected over the years.
Yes, me too, girl. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about you, Black Barbie? I'm sorry, what was that? What did you say? What did you say? I'm sorry. Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you because I had a dick in my throat, so I couldn't really hear you. So what did you say?
Well, there you go.
I said, do you remember the first time you went down? The very, very first time ever.
Yeah.
You do remember?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
I was. He wasn't pissed. I was.
You
were
pissed?
I was pissed because it was our first time, you know, having sex. And then, you know, I was like, shit, I'm gonna do this shit. I'm a soldier. I'm gonna do this. When I got down there, I was trying to figure out was it a Tic Tac or a crayon, and it pissed me off.
Oh,
so
wow.
Shit, you know, so
wow.
That was the first time.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wasn't expecting that.
Huh?
I've had that happen before. Nigga, freak you, blow your mind. How you thinking he finna dick you down, and then he pull his pants down, and you like, where is it at?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Are you for real?
Right.
That's a
you
very...
your first time, dog? First time
yeah,
ever,
I
man. You remember it?
Yeah,
what
I remember my first time.
What'd you say? What did she say?
Oh, man, I was horrible. I was horrible. I'm not going to even front to y'all. I was horrible.
What?
I didn't want to... No, seriously, I didn't want to do it. I was like, you know, but she was older, so I felt like I had to try to impress. So I did it. Oh, I was horrible. I mean, I'm gonna tell you. I mean, I'm probably finna gross y'all out right now, but I was horrible. For every lick, I was spitting it right back out. Like,
oh
right
wow,
now.
Wow. Wow, I wasn't
you know,
expecting to hear that.
The baby in the background said,
I wasn't expecting that.
I was horrible, man. I was horrible. I didn't want to do it. Like I said, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it, but she was so much older than me. And I mean, before that, I've had somebody that, like, you know, Timmy, but fuck my age. I had never had a motherfucker like in their 20s or nothing, you know, go down. She, without even, I ain't asked her nothing. She's sucking my dick. I'm like, okay. Hey, I mean, she going down on me. She doing this. I mean, she doing me right. So I'm like, okay, I got to return the favor. But I didn't want to do it. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I had the young mind frame. You piss out of it, you bleed out of it. I'm going to put my mouth down there. So,
right.
I mean, with every lick, I spit it right back out. And, I mean, her sheets were soaking wet. She was like, baby, get the fuck up. Get the fuck up. You ain't doing nothing but you just spitting on me. I'm like, yeah, you right. I was fucking horrible.
So was I, man. I was too, dude.
Fucking...
It was about 30 seconds. She told me to just get up. Just stop. Fuck it.
No, now here's the part that really fucked me up, because she said, "Now nah, I'm going to teach you." No, bitch, you're not teaching me shit. I don't want to do this no more. Fuck you. Fuck all this shit.
Hey, man, I had a woman teach me.
That's
when it comes
great.
To that shit, a woman is the best teacher, dude.
Yes, that is so true.
Well, I'm pretty sure men can't teach you this shit. But now, once I learn, shit, I'm a bad motherfucker now. I will have some pussy up. Well, see, what you huffing for?
What you say?
I'm over there huffing for you. Doubting my skills, girl.
I'm not doubting anything. I did not even say anything.
I heard you huffing. I heard you huffing. Oh.
I can say that I did too, though. I did.
Keep going.
I don't know. It sounds like. Hey, Janine. It sounds like you want to tell me.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
But I did not say that. That is not nothing like what I said.
Wait a minute, homie. Take over right quick, homie.
All right, man. I'm about to take us to a little young song. I'm trying to figure out. What y'all in? Y'all in the mood for some old school or something new? Janine, what you in the mood for?
I play some Lloyd.
Old or new?
The new song he just did. Cupid or
something. I don't have no Lloyd on here.
I'm okay, well,
I
do all
new,
that.
Or do you want to hear something old?
I want to hear something new.
Something new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to bust my boy out on you. Dude.
How do I tell her?
Oh, boy.
That I'm going away. When I know that she'll be begging me to stay. And how do I tell her that the time has come to part? When she's gonna take it so hard. I don't wanna break her heart. I don't wanna see her cry now. 'Cause I promised her forever that I'd be by her side. So how do I tell her? How do I tell her? Tell her goodbye. Oh yeah. How do I tell her that my path is gonna change when I know that her heart won't be able to stand the pain? Oh, no. And how do I tell her that I'm moving on with my life when she's just gonna break down and die? I don't want to break her heart, no. I don't want to see her cry, no. When I promised a girl forever I'd be by her side. So how do I tell her? Tell her, tell her goodbye. Forever faithful, honest, and true. Yes, she has. My God, this has got to be the worst thing that I ever had to do. How
hard when I know that she's gonna take it so very hard. Yes, she is. I don't wanna break her heart. I don't wanna see this little girl cry. How do I tell her, tell her, tell her goodbye, bye, 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 oh baby, bye, and oh, oh, oh. How do I tell her?
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Now I'm going to go down the list. Wick, did you like that song, man?
I like it. It's all right. Kenny,
did you like that song?
I don't like R. Kelly.
So no matter anything R. Kelly, you ain't feeling.
No.
You don't like not one single R. Kelly song.
I believe I can fly.
Janine, you like that song?
Ooh, no, I didn't care for that one.
Really? Black Body?
No, I did not.
Black Barbie?
Yes. Hello.
Did you like the song? Did you like that song?
It was beautiful.
You say yeah?
It was beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'll tell you just something to you.
And I agree with you 100%. 100%. I think. I think you decided to bump up on plenty.
R. Kelly will make a prostitute turn straight. Come on, holler at me, man. Come on.
See, finally, finally. I told you, dude.
Huh?
Black Barbie. Black yeah. Barbie, I just got one thing to say to you behind that.
Act like you got some goddamn sense, people. Hey.
That song.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That song. Song was horrible.
What was it?
That's something that you would just do the rap round on.
You gotta listen to the words, man.
I didn't like it either.
But you gotta listen to the words.
That song was fucking horrible.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. One of the better songs out there.
Why you
You know what? Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. I'm finna do something. I'm finna mute everybody but Father Time. Time.
What's
I just
up?
Gotta tell you. You are You listen to some of the wackest damn songs because the simple fact is that you're just this love-struck puppy dog, man. That's it. You're just this love-struck puppy dog, man. You anything that got anything to do with love, oh, I love that song. That fucking song was horrible.
Can I say something in my defense, please?
Yes, you can.
Is that okay?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
I, I rest my case. I understand that that's the concept that you have, dog. But seriously, I mean, dog.
Hey, man, you know what, dude? I like good music, man. I like good music. I can't help it.
That ain't music. That is not... Everything R. Kelly make is not good music.
You have to listen to the words, bro. You got to listen to what he's saying.
Look here, brother. Look here, brother. You wrote Taxicab Confessions on the Sin City page. Ain't nobody responded to that shit yet. That is horrible. R. Kelly, don't get me wrong, he got good songs and he got bad songs. That was one of his bad songs.
I totally disagree, bro. The man made good music. I mean, he ain't the only motherfucker I listen to. I just like good, slow music, man. I like music with a message, man. I'm not down with the teeny bopping rap and all that bullshit. I ain't down with all that shit. I don't listen to that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that.
I listen to good music that has a message. When you listen to a rap song, you listen to the same thing that the motherfucker they just played said. They all talk about the same goddamn thing.
Well, I mean, I understand that, brother, but everybody don't want to listen to the Sugar Hill Gang.
What? What the hell they got to do with everything?
I mean,
what are you talking about?
Dude, you have the oldest selection of music I've ever heard, which I like. Some of the shit be good. But now, okay, best rapper of all time.
Best rapper of all time?
Right.
I would probably have to say Tupac.
Now, that one you just shocked me on, because actually I thought you were going to say LL Cool J.
No, I would have to say Tupac. Tupac or Scarface, in my opinion.
Okay, but now let's be realistic. I mean, everybody don't like Tupac. I mean, well, everybody like Tupac. Everybody likes Scarface. But, I mean, just for the simple fact of it, man, I mean, okay, last week, what was that Morris Day song you played? That had to be the worst song you ever played, dog. The worst song you ever played was that Morris Day song.
Okay. Morris Day ain't got no play since, right?
I'm just saying. Now, do you agree with me?
No, I don't. I thought it was a good song. You got to listen to the words.
Why do you keep
y'all
talking
listening
about
to the beat? Words. Y'all listen to the beat, man. You have to listen to what the person is saying, man. That's what music is all about. It's not about the beat. It's about what that person is saying. You got to listen to the words, and you got to apply it to what you're going through. That's what makes good music, man.
No. I do not have to apply music what I'm going through. I mean, sometimes...
Go ahead.
No, hold on, brother. Can I just finish? Sometimes you want to listen to music that uplifts. I mean, if I'm depressed, I don't want to listen to depressing music. I want to listen to something that's going to uplift me.
What uplifts you better than music?
If I'm already depressed, I don't want to hear... Okay, let's just say, for instance, my woman cheated on me. I don't want to listen to no damn song talking about you lied, you cheated, you're unfaithful, you did this, you did that. I don't want to hear "I Wish It Would Rain." I want to hear something that's going to put me in a good mood, that's going to take me from thinking like that.
Okay.
I don't want to sit back and listen to the Temptations, "I Wish It Would Rain."
I lied to you, man. Got your ass, boy. You set yourself up for that one.
Perfectly dubbed, my brother. Perfectly dubbed. We move it on.
Okay. All right, let's move on.
That was a good one. That was a...
uh,
pig as energy that one, dog. I had to.
Now I gotta ask you, was that off the top of your head, man?
Yeah, I saw it. It was right there. As soon as I heard Temptation, I was on it. I'm just saying. Okay, now, all right, let me ask the people that listen to the show. What you guys be want to hear? Do y'all want to hear the teeny bopping, rapping shit, or would y'all like to hear a song that you can just listen to the words to and just feel good about it? Teeny bopping? I'm asking, what kind of music do y'all want to hear?
You don't want to hear R. Kelly.
You don't necessarily have to be R. Kelly.
Just music that we like. The Temptations.
Temptations.
Y'all like old. Wherever he laid his dick was his home. And when he died, all he left for was some calm.
Oh, I got that one. I got that one for you too, baby.
What am I gonna do with this guy?
Okay.
She asked for what I gave it to her, man.
I
was Rolling Stone. I gave it to her.
Call me.
You asked for what you were wearing, I gave it to you. Matter of fact, hold on, man. Hold on. I'm going to get one. Janine?
Yes.
This one's for you. I bet you remember this one, don't you?
Of course. Who don't know that song?
That's good music,
right?
Who
that
song?
Ain't
nothing wrong with Al Green. Ain't
nothing wrong
with Al Green.
Wait, that was not no Al Green, yeah.
That's not even Al Green.
That wasn't nothing wrong with Ron Asley either.
What
song
is that?
Yeah, that was
now,
what I can't say, R. Kelly, please don't play that no more, no time soon.
R. Kelly got some good songs, man.
Yeah, some.
Nah, I mean, it's just that song wasn't one of them.
He played R. Kelly every week. That's unnecessary.
And you knew he was going to play R. Kelly because nobody would give him a song, so you already knew he was going to play R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Well,
he did try to find Jeremiah.
I gave a request, so you need to find it for next time.
So did I.
I got it for you tomorrow night. I have it for you tomorrow night. What's the name of it?
I don't know. I think it's called Cupid or something. It's by Lloyd.
Well, I have one too. It's called Waiter by Jeremiah.
Okay. Just wait on the
party people. Say yo, get focused. Say yo, get focused.
Now, who's down with that?
Nobody.
We're not at Screaming Wheels no more. Nobody. We're not at Screaming Wheels. Do not play that.
I was about to put your cardboard down on the floor.
Drifting on a man.
All right, man. I got one for you, dog.
That's my shit there. Now, I played that one last week. That's my shit.
Now, who think that song is some bullshit?
I didn't have even. I don't even. What? It, who was it from?
Yeah.
It's Morris Day and the Time. Gigolos Get Lonely Too.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Now, who,
that's a classic.
Who remember that song?
That's a classic.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking him. Who remember that song?
So
you don't nobody even remember that song, dude. You about the only one.
I don't think I ever even heard it. I really don't know until it plays if I heard it or not.
I think only Gigolos remember that song.
Right. He popped out in like because he didn't have no player skills back there.
Hey, I like the song. I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was a good song when it first came out.
Okay, well, check
anybody
this
else
out
got
now.
A request for next week? I mean, for tomorrow.
Hey,
I'll tell
you,
dude.
I know what I'll be doing.
Okay, all right, let's move on with the show then.
All right, well, now check this out. Now, let's do something we did in a while. All right, let's open it up. If anybody got something they want to talk about, something that's been on their mind all week, somebody want to get off their chest, let's do this real quick. Let's go down. Janae, and I ain't picked on you in a long time. What did happen with you and your man?
What did happen? Other than him fucking the shit out of me today?
I'm just asking. You know, I used to pick on. I won't pick on you no more because you said I'm always messing with you. But I'm going to come back. Now, give me the scenario. What happened?
This shit is sad.
You want me to bring this up? I wanted to say something else.
Oh, well, okay. Well, whatever you want to bring up.
I want to talk about my friend who be stealing everybody's husband. That's what I want to talk about.
Who is she?
I'm gonna say her name, Nina.
Okay.
And she always just messed around. Ever since we've been in, growing up in church, everything, she just been messing around with everybody's husband. But this one particular time, she took this woman's husband. The woman's name was Lenora.
Hold up. I couldn't hear you. Say that again.
I said the one lady's, the lady who she stole her husband, her name was Lenora.
Lenora,
yeah, something like that.
Your last name?
Huh?
Was the last name King?
I think so, because there's a bunch of them, the sisters. Because we all went to church together.
Are they from Gary?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know somebody named Lenora King. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, okay. Well, she stole her husband and then was living with the man for like 2 years. You know, she had kids with her husband and everything, and I just was like...
Okay, Janine, let me ask you a question, Janine. Do you really think a person can steal someone from you?
I mean, I don't know what she be doing, but she just messed up many of relationships. That's all I know. And she don't even care. And she just don't care.
I don't think you can steal nobody from somebody. I think that person just chooses to leave.
Well, yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true. Well, she just had a baby by another man. who's married. This is a different guy. And then going to come and say, well, he might be the father after she done got restraining orders. Oh, it's been a mess going on.
You need to get her to call the show. Give her the number. We need to talk to her.
And guess what? She is the pastor's daughter. She is the pastor over the church daughter.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk to her. Can you get her to call in?
I don't even know.
We ain't gonna bring up this topic, but you know we gonna hint around to it.
Get
her to call.
You wanna know if that's Lenore, huh?
I'm just saying, man. I always loved her, man. God, I love that girl.
And she's kind of like light brown skin.
She got a brother named, she got like three sisters. Her brother name is Lubert.
You said Lou?
Lubert.
We call him Lou.
Lubert King.
Yeah.
Man, that might be the same Lenore, man. They grew up in Idaho.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's her.
Yeah,
that's her. She still goes to the church. And I be seeing her.
For real? Hey, I'm going to give you my number. Pass me my number for me. I'm serious
what?
As hell, though. I'm serious as a
motherfucker. You serious?
I'm serious as hell. Would you pass me my number?
I mean, she still looks the same to me.
Yeah, I need to holler at her.
Oh, you for real?
I'm dead serious. I used to love that girl.
Yeah.
Straight up. Hey, before we get off the show, I need you to do that for me, for real. Straight up.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'm on a road trip for that.
Oh, really?
Hey, I love that girl. Bye. Right, come on, man. Let's go ahead. Anybody else got something? I got sidetracked a little bit there, bro. I'm sorry.
See,
men do apologize when they wrong. For all the ladies that say they don't, we do apologize when we wrong. I just told that man I'm sorry.
Uh-oh,
we got some drama. Everybody be quiet.
Who the fuck is that?
I heard a dude say something.
Well, I'll do something for the chat, everybody. Jack, when you ready for round two?
You say what?
You said when you ready for round two.
Oh, shit. I mean, hey, whenever I'm invited back to the Honey Ranch, it makes me know never mind.
Right.
When am I invited back? Candy want to know when am I invited back to the Honey Ranch.
Yes, I do.
I told her I got a VIP card.
So anyway, if you still ready, want us to come
to your shindig Friday? She said, what, sweetheart?
I said, do you still want us to come to your little get together Friday?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Please do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we paying for it.
I'm saying,
you paying for
it.
I take it or you
paying
for it.
Baby, you breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
Is you paying for our ticket or we paying for it?
Baby, you know what? Trust me, y'all be here. Y'all will be here with no problem. As long as y'all got bells on. And nothing else. Nothing else but bells. That's all I'm saying. Nothing but bells. And for everybody that's wondering what they're talking about, tomorrow we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss the Sin City love that we're going to have this weekend. tomorrow. Get up with your boys. Yeah, we gonna do it like we always do. Now, Candy, can you get to Gary this weekend, Candy?
No, I can't. Sorry.
Oh, baby.
I ain't missing out on nothing, you scary.
Shit.
You know, I don't know.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
I don't know who turned you so bitter or why you so hot.
Okay, I guess you must have, You still there, dog?
You said what now, Holmes?
Oh, okay. Your mic went out or something.
I have a question.
What's up?
Why do men, do that make y'all feel good to try to make it hurt for us?
Hell yeah.
So if we say stop, that makes it even better for y'all.
Well, I mean, stopping in what sense? Stopping in the sense of tapping out? Well, stopping like, oh, nigga, you it's gonna be a rape case.
No, like tapping out.
Oh, you tapping out? Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, if you tapping out, then yes. You telling me I can't make it no more? Then yes. By all means, yeah. But now, if you talking about stop like motherfucker, this is going to be a rape case, then that's something different.
I ain't never heard of that ever in my life.
What, the tap?
Yeah.
Shit. Double tap, you know what it means.
You say it what?
You know what it mean? I mean, you tap out. You can't take
it. I know what it mean, but I ain't never heard no guy say that's what they like before.
Shit. Homie, don't you love to hear a girl say
like
that?
I'm confused, man. I don't know exactly. Jenny, what exactly are you asking?
Like, why do men like that? I don't understand why.
What, trying to tear your insides up?
Yeah.
Because men want to beat it up. They want to beat it up dance afterwards.
You know how you walking like you've been riding a horse all day?
Because they think pain is pleasure.
That's right.
Why ain't never tapping out, ever? Just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
The pleasure of pain, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no man never made you say just okay, that's it, I can't take no more. You ain't never had a man make you say that.
No, somebody got real close, but they didn't make it.
Yeah.
Sound like you got a challenge going on or something.
Yeah, I do. I think they try to challenge me.
But shit, I will take on that challenge. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Mm.
But check it out, man. We're coming down to the last seconds of the show. Anybody got any last words? We're going to start with, Black Bart. Last word. Janine, you got any last words? Janine?
Oh, good show. Enjoyed myself. Wish I could just go home. I'll get there shortly.
Oh, okay. You
did it all this time? Yeah, you shot before.
What? This is prom week.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Marla, any last words?
I like to say I enjoy myself tonight, and I will see you guys tomorrow.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We enjoy it together. Candy, any last words?
Nice show. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up. Wick, any last words, dog?
Always a pleasure, fellas. See y'all tomorrow. Peace.
For sure, brother. For sure. Diamond, any last words, man?
Always, man. What's up, man? What's up with the chat room, y'all? I don't know. We in the chat room if y'all want to get in there. SinCity.Spirits.com. Y'all know how it go.
That's what it is. Let's do it big. SinCity.Spirits.com. And we out, y'all. Peace.